Go back where you came from. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The great thing about being an American is that when a president says to you something like, "Why don't you go back to where you came from?" you can simply say, "Because I don't want to, and you can't make me." And of course, some people go beyond that. But the point is, having that kind of freedom is part of what makes America such a magnet for oppressed people.
Where are you from?
Venezuela.
Venezuela?
Like the woman Nora O'Donnell talked to through a chain-link fence at a migrant processing center in Texas.
And you traveled the whole way with your son? A lot of walking. Yeah.
They left us alone in the jungle, she says. I had to walk so much. It was terrible. But I had to do it for my son. When the president said that anyone who hates America is free to leave, I think it's fair to say he was expressing a preference for people who love America as it is. And this whole debate got me wondering, where can you find people like that who love America unconditionally? Is it the person who always stands for the anthem? Is it the person who pays his taxes on time? Or is it a mother who navigates the jungle with her 2-year-old son and who is sleeping on a mat under a Mylar blanket behind a fence and yet who feels nothing but gratitude? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.